Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. It's Trina Mara. And first of all, I can say thank you to Jessica Massiel for filling in a Monday for me. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
And now this is weird because I'm now interviewing you. This is the other thing that you do. Tattoos. You're all about the tattoos and you're involved with a convention that happens. Tell me all about it.
Yes, so my whole life is tattoos and radio. And this weekend, the Dublin Tattoo Convention is back in the RDS till Sunday. This is a huge event. It's in the main hall. There's going to be over 250 tattoo artists there. There's going to be professional piercers. We're going to have fire shows from the Fuel Girls, aerial shows, danger shows, which I don't know how many times I've seen these shows. And every time I do, I'm still holding my breath.
The nerves are gone.
The nerves are gone. I can't watch them anymore.
And tell me this much, Jessica. You know, when it comes to the piercing, I mean, are there mad things getting pierced? Because I went into Clara's Accessories the other day. Look what I got. I got my little earlobes done. And I was afraid of that nearly. I'm wild.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's lots of different types of piercings. And like the ear is obviously the main one. But you can also get stuff called like dermal piercings as well, where you could get like a piercing on your chest, on the back of your neck, places that you would have never thought before. So that's why these guys that are going to be here over the weekend, these are some of the best piercers, and they're going to be available to go through all your piercing needs with you. We're also going to have a free gaming area at Monster Energy, market stalls, including vintage stalls with Tola Vintage. So even if you're not getting a tattoo, if you're going with someone who's getting a tattoo, there'll be loads even to do for you while you're waiting on that tattoo to be finished.
So how long does it normally take to do a tattoo? Is that really like asking how long is a piece of string? Yeah.
Well, I suppose it depends. I mean, if you're getting a tiny little love heart on your wrist, it's probably going to take about 5 minutes. But if you're getting a huge big thing on your leg, it's probably going to take hours or possibly days to get that tattoo done. And some of the artists will actually be doing huge big pieces throughout the weekend, and you're going to be able to see them getting done because they'll be entering them in then in the tattoo competitions that happen at the end of every day. So then
it needs to be their best work.
It needs to be their best work, and some of them are coming over just specifically to compete. So they'll be coming over to enter these huge, big, beautiful tattoos into their competitions.
And would you get people going to a convention like that that are first timers, or were they normally people who've had loads of tattoos done before?
You know, that's one of the questions we always get asked. People sometimes think,
sorry, I didn't research that very well.
Go Trina.
Shoddy research.
What are we going to do with you? No, people often think like, oh, do I have to have a tattoo to go to a tattoo convention? Not at all. I barely have any tattoos, to be honest with you. So I'm probably the least tattooed person there. But there are people who come who are looking for inspiration for their first tattoo.
Yeah.
Because when you walk in, all the artists have stalls. And at the front of their stalls, they have what's called flash. And these are all tattoo designs of their styles and all different styles. So you can go around and almost like window shop all these different types of styles of tattoos and designs. And some of the men will be available even over the weekend that you could get it done there and then.
How old do you have to be to get a tattoo?
18.
Okay.
Yes.
And I'm assuming people of all ages get them.
Oh my God, we have people. I mean, I own a tattoo studio myself, and we get people from 18 to, you know, we've had 75-year-old women coming in getting their first tattoo that always wanted one. So it's an art form. It's a way of expressing something that you want to express, an art that you like, and having it on your body. And that's why it's so great.
Yeah.
And it's a fabulous community.
Yeah.
So if you're around this weekend, pop down.
Brilliant.
It's going to be a great laugh.
The 40th birthdays and the 50th and the 60th birthdays, they're the milestones that people like to mark,
yes,
don't they? Or if there's a death in the family or something, you'll often find siblings will get matching tattoos. Or
absolutely. I've had some people get some really beautiful tattoos where they've come up. Sometimes people don't want to just get that person's name. They want to get some sort of design that symbolises that person. And that's really, really nice as well. So again, there'll be a lot of stuff there over the weekend that could give you inspiration for those type of things if that's what you're looking for.
Would you ever have to say no to somebody who's looking for a tattoo?
It's sometimes no is said when it's in a place that the tattoo artist might be like, you know what, I don't know if I'm up to that. And most of those places, I don't think we could discuss them on radio.
Right. It's more of an OnlyFans kind of thing,
yeah,
is it? Right. Okay. Lovely. People would come in and ask for that, would they?
It has been asked, yeah. It's been...
Are you sure people, you weren't on a hidden camera show or something?
We've been doing this many, many years. So, you know, we've been asked
kind
for
of seen
lot
it all.
A lot of funny things. Yeah, a lot of funny requests.
Yeah. I spoke to you before about tattoo regrets. You get a lot of people looking for cover-up tattoos.
You know, not as much anymore. I think people are embracing particularly their first tattoos, things that they might have regretted. I suppose the only time you get a lot of people is if the tattoo is very faded or, you know...
Or it says, I love Mark Owen or something.
Or I love... put your ex's name here. That would be a very popular cover up. ex's name. So.
I told you about the friend of mine who broke up with her boyfriend, and he arrived at her doorstep with her name tattooed the full way down his leg, and she was like, "Yeah, that's great. I'm still not getting back with you."
Yeah, it's not. You know, I've been married 8 years now, and he's a tattoo artist, and we both work in the tattoo industry, and we both have tattoos representing each other. So things that represent each other, but we don't have each other's names. I don't think I'm not even ready to commit.
Easy to move on. What? All right, Jessica Maciel, thanks so much for popping into your own workplace to tell us about your other work, tattooing. So give me the times again of the day.
So it's going to be on until Sunday in the main hall in the RDS. You can head over to our website, DublinTattooConvention.com. Tickets are available over there, and there will be tickets available on the door all weekend.
Okay, great stuff. It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.